Hey, Thelma, you just ate my model.
Sorry, JJ.
That's the only apple we had left in the house.
Paint a banana.
My mama, Artis, I gotta paint what I feel. And today I feel apples.
Well, if you feel apple, how come you always acting bananas?
Can't you paint half an apple? You got half a brain.
Oh, I'm not gonna get out of this.
Children.
My whole artistic mood is ruined. What am I going to do for the rest of the day? I'm desperate.
Do your homework.
I ain't that desperate.
The phone is still dead, Mom.
I know, Thelma. Your daddy's out trying to raise money to pay the bill now. Well, Lorna's taking messages for us. Didn't you give her number to your friends?
Yeah, but none of my boyfriends called yet.
Huh. That figures. Your boyfriends are so dumb they probably can't remember more than one number.
Look who's talking. How about the chicks you go
out
with?
Not to worry about my chicks, because they don't have to remember no number. They can knock on my door.
They can find the door.
The door is right there.
Yeah,
ain't no doubt
sure.
About that.
I want children. I want you to stop it. You kids only have your social life to worry about. I've got to worry about a part-time job that's being messed up. Time that department store reaches me, the part-time job will be no time.
Good afternoon.
Yes?
My name is Henry Anderson, and I have a free gift for you.
Well, even if it's free, we can't afford it.
But ma'am, I'm sure you'll find it interesting. It's a calendar with important dates of black history.
Black history? Take it, Mom, it's free.
Yeah, but I got a feeling what he got in his briefcase, ain't
he? I am selling something, ma'am. But I'd still like the boy to have this free calendar. He sounds like a true soul brother. Here you are, son.
Thank you.
If you like that, I'm sure you'll find it really interesting what I'm selling. It's an entire encyclopedia of black history.
Black encyclopedia? Fantastic. We sure could use one around here.
Now, wait a minute, Michael. I'm only up to E in the white encyclopedia. Just take one color at a time.
Oh, you have another son?
Yes.
If you'd just let me come in, I'd like to talk to you.
I am not interested.
Okay. May I sit down?
In somebody else's apartment. Now, what is he?
Mama, he's B-L-I-N-D.
Well, Michael, he can still H-E-A-R.
J-J. Here's your briefcase.
Thank you.
I'm sorry we were so rude. Please sit down.
Oh, it's nothing to get upset about. Just treat me like anybody else. I may be an unsighted person, but I still have my other senses to compensate. For instance, I'd say the young man is 12 years old, about 5 feet, and extremely intelligent.
Thank you. How'd you know that?
I know a lot of things. Sometimes I can see things sighted people can't.
How do I look?
Well, from the direction of your voice, I'd say you're quite tall, and from the confidence with which you asked the question, very handsome.
This man can see things sighted people can't see.
There's also a young lady in the room.
Yeah, that's right. I'm Thelma, but how'd you know I was here?
By your perfume.
Yeah, she's wearing Lily of the Ghetto.
I can tell by your voice that you're very pretty.
Mr. Anderson, you just blew your winning streak.
Mr. Anderson, what does Mama look like?
Michael.
Well, from the moment I heard her at the door, I knew that she was kind, warm, youthful, and very charming.
Mr. Anderson, can I get you a cup of coffee?
Please don't put yourself to any trouble.
Oh, it's just my way of thanking you for not mentioning my weight.
I'm sure that you have a very lovely figure.
You just won yourself a donut, too.
Mr. Anderson, can you tell me more about these books?
This set of encyclopedias is for you, Michael. This is only volume one. The whole set contains 10 volumes. It covers everything from Crispus Attucks to Malcolm X.
Oh, wow. Look at this.
Here you are, Mr. Anderson. This is your coffee. And the donut is right in front of you.
Thank you, Mrs.
Evans.
Mama, come here. Look at this. It says here that when George Washington crossed the Delaware, he had 2 black men with him.
Hey, that's a switch. The two black dudes are sitting and George is standing.
I never knew this. This is terrific.
Take it easy, Michael. Don't get too carried away.
Hey, Ma, listen to this. It says a black scout named James Armistead saved General Lafayette and his men from capture by the British.
I could just imagine him now standing in a 1776 Cadillac. Lafayette, we is here.
Mama, this book is great.
Mr. Anderson, you got anything about that book and about black artists?
I knew you'd ask that question. You're an artist yourself, aren't you?
Of course.
I can smell the paint. I'm sure you're a fine artist, too.
Hey, this dude is too much. First he knows I'm handsome, now he knows I'm talented. Boy, this guy's got the $6 million man beat by $5 million.
We're very proud of our section on black artists. Charles White, Ernie Barnes, Henry O. Tanner.
Oh, maybe next year I'll be written up in one of your books.
Only if there's a section on black fools.
I'd be in the tea for them.
Mr. Anderson, does the encyclopedia have anything about the theater?
Oh, yes, a very extensive section, Thelma. It covers James Baldwin, Lorraine Hansberry, has biographies of Marian Anderson, Leontine Price, Paul Rhodes.
Oh, Mama, doesn't that sound out of sight?
I got a feeling the course is out of sight, too.
Oh, Mrs. Evans, it's not as expensive as you think. We have a special easy payment plan. Could you afford, say, $20 down and $5 a week?
The $20 down is impossible, and the $5 a week is tougher than that.
You're such a wonderful family. How about $5 down and $2 a week?
$2 a week? Oh, Ma, can't we stretch our budget?
Sure, we ain't got no budget. All we got is a cookie jar with some pennies and prayers. And by the end of the week, it's down to prayers.
You're missing a wonderful opportunity, Mrs. Evans. Now it only costs $109. Next week, it'll be up to $250.
Yeah, Mama, we better act fast.
Oh, Ma, we could do it. I won't buy so much perfume and hairspray.
And I'll make the supreme sacrifice. I give up my weekly Big Mac.
Oh, please, Mama, if you buy us these books, I'll never ask for anything again as long as I live in my whole life.
Come on, Mama, we could do it. I'll save.
Please, wait,
Mama,
a minute,
come
on, children. That's a lot of money.
Mama, I'll save too.
But Daddy is working hard. He can do everything.
James, I'm glad you're here.
Oh?
We got company.
Yeah, well, if it's a bill collector, you better tell him to get to the end of the line.
He's selling something.
Selling something? Maybe you must be kidding. I've been out scuffling trying to raise money to pay the bills we got now. Didn't come up with but $5, and you in here listening to some slick pitch from a jive dude. Plus, you deserved me the last donut I was saving for myself when I got home.
James, let me explain.
Now, look here, man. I don't know what you're selling, but we ain't buying nothing, so you might as well pack up your bag and get on out of here.
Daddy, we sell encyclopedias. It's the whole history of black people.
Yeah? Well, the history of these black people is that we can't afford to buy no encyclopedias about the history of them black people. Now, split, man.
Oh, Daddy, you shouldn't talk in that way.
I don't need you telling me how to talk to no fancy peddler.
Oh, Ma.
Michael, may I have the book, please?
Yeah. Well, will you listen to Mr. Siditti? Michael, may I have the book, please? What is that?
Mr. Anderson, can we still keep the calendar?
Sure, it's yours. Enjoy it, son.
Thank you.
Under the circumstances, maybe I'd better come back another time.
Yeah, try July 1985.
James!
Well, what kind of clumsy ox y'all done brought in here? Knocking over the furniture, stumbling and bumping around. How you expect somebody to buy something you're selling? You can't.
Daddy,
please!
She's blind!
I'm sorry, I didn't know. Why didn't somebody say something? What y'all just standing around for? Thelma, get the man another cup of coffee.
No, no, please. Don't bother.
Sit down, please, Mr. Anderson. I'm sorry. What you selling?
An encyclopedia of black history, Mr. Evans.
It's $109, James.
But it's only $5 down and $2 a week, Daddy. It tells the whole story of black people.
Yeah, from slavery to chef. Lift that bell, tote that barge to... Get your hands off me, hunky!
Mr. Evans, your children can have the whole cultural history of our race right at their fingertips.
Yeah, well, we always did want the kids to get a good education. What you think, baby?
I don't know, James. It's up to you.
$2 a week ain't gonna make or break us. All right, Mr. Anderson, you got yourself a deal.
Yay! Yeah, I got it.
Good. You'll just sign this contract on the bottom line.
All right.
I'll deliver the entire set to you personally this evening.
Uh-huh. And, Mr. Anderson, here's a $5 for the down. You have to excuse the condition of the wrinkled money. Had to do a lot of squeezing to get it.
Thank you. And here's your copy of the contract. So, awfully nice meeting you and your family, Mr. Evans.
Same here. Let me show you to the door, Mr. Anderson.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Nice talking to all of you.
Goodbye, Mr. Anderson.
I'll be back this evening.
All right. We'll see you. We'll be here.
Oh, James, that was a nice thing to do, helping out a blind man.
Oh, baby, that ain't had nothing to do with it. I just thought it'd be a good idea to have some decent history books around here for the kids. You know, this paper here could be the road to culture.
Thank you, Daddy. Yeah, it sure would be nice to have them books.
Yeah. Hey, baby, I see here's something I don't like here.
What is it, James? Why?
It says there's an extra $1 a week carrying charge. $3 credit investigation charge. And if we miss 2 payments in a row, there's a $20 penalty charge. Then they got a final balloon payment that's gonna blow us away.
We just make sure we don't miss any payments.
Yeah, like we didn't miss any payments to the telephone company, huh?
Oh, Lord, now look, I know this is bad news.
What?
The print on it's so fine, you need a magnifying glass to read it. Look here. The seller has a lien on the purchaser's chattel. Now, I know we the purchaser, but who the hell is chattel?
They must have spelled it wrong. They probably think we're rich Texans, and they meant cattle.
Chattel means everything we own. Furniture, stove, refrigerator, TV, clothes, everything. Mom, they can take everything.
James, what have we signed?
I got a feeling we're going to be an unfurnished, naked family.
How could a brother rip us off?
It's easy, Michael. Don't forget now, Benedict Arnold was somebody's brother, too. Well, baby, that was some fine meal.
Well, thank the Lord we had enough to eat.
Yeah. But you know, if we go for that encyclopedia, okie doke, this table gonna be down to poking grits.
What's poking grits, Daddy?
Son, that's when you ain't got nothing to eat. You poke out your lips and grit your teeth.
It's all my fault.
Huh.
It's not your fault, baby. We all to blame. We were just trying to help out a blind man.
Yeah, if he's blind.
What you mean by that, James?
Oh, now think about it, baby. This cat comes in here fumbling and stumbling, bumps into a few things, tells us he's blind, and we fall for the jive. And me, signing that contract, I fell for it worse than anybody. Gave him the last $5 I had.
Now, wait a minute, y'all. I got a great idea I can get out of this thing. Listen to this. We lock the door, pack our bags, and before he gets here, we go down to the Ambassador East Hotel, get a suite, and lay there till this thing blows over.
We gonna get the money to stay at the Ambassador East.
I took the ball to the 1-yard line. Let somebody else carry it over for the touchdown.
It's Bologna's answering service with the latest batch of messages for the Evans family. Not that I'm complaining, Jane, but what is happening with the telephone?
Nothing. I ain't paid the bill.
Oh.
Any calls for me, Bologna?
It sure was, honey. Eddie called. He wants to take you to the basketball game Saturday night.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. And Jimmy called. He wants to take you to the basketball game Saturday night.
Uh-oh.
And Larry called. He wants to take you to the basketball game Saturday night.
What, all 3 of them?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, what am I going to do now?
Are you hip to eeny, meeny, miny, moe?
Well, now that we dispense with the small fry, let's get on to the biggie.
Yeah.
Anyway.
JJ? I'll give you a yes, Mom.
Lay it on me, Willona. Mm-mm. How many females been calling panting for their Saturday evening reservations with Kid a Dynamite?
You have one call, Fred Thompson.
Oh, Fred Thompson. Now, Fred Thompson's worth millions of Thelma calls. My main man, Fred. My down-home partner, Fred. What my main running mate want?
He wants you to ask Thelma if she go to the basketball game with him Saturday.
Looks like a Kid Dynamite is a wet firecracker.
And Flo, you had one call from Paula Phillips.
Oh, yeah?
You know, your friend has had 11 kids and about to have another one any day.
Well, what was the message?
Hell!
Oh, Lord. And James, you had a call from the car wash.
Oh, good. They want me to come in tomorrow for the weekend business, huh?
No, they're expecting a heavy rainstorm. They're not even going to open the place up.
Oh, that's great. Just great. Take on debt and lose your pay. Tell you, if it wasn't for bad luck, we wouldn't have no luck at all. Damn.
See? White folks is right.
Hmm?
We are happy, carefree people.
Hold on, is he wine now?
Yeah, I wine now. Okay.
Okay. You know something, baby? That about rips it, though. With no weekend money coming from the car wash, ain't no way in the world we can afford them encyclopedias now. When that dude gets here with that phony hustle tonight, we're just going to have to sock it to him.
But, James, we could be wrong. How do we know he isn't really blind?
Floyd, I bet you that dude can see a roach tap dancing a mile away. Wait, let me get it, baby. Junior, get on the floor and lay down by the door. Now, I'm going to show you just how blind this cat is.
Oh, James.
I said lay down on the floor by the door, man.
Oh, come on. Dad, I ain't laying down on no floor.
I beg your pardon.
I was just laying down on the floor.
Yeah. Come in.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Uh-huh. See, I told you, you satisfied now? Man, I done seen some cons in my time, but you take the cake trying to run that phony blind jive on us.
If you're talking about that person laying there on the floor, I heard him breathing.
Oh, now, come on. I wasn't breathing that honest.
I heard him breathing clearly. Do you think I'd pretend I lost one of God's most precious gifts? You think I'd commit a blasphemy like that just to sell an encyclopedia?
Damn right.
We can't be sure.
Maybe this will convince you. It's a photostat copy of my Army medical record. This happened in Korea.
Korea?
Yeah, the Yalu River, 91st Recon.
91st Recon? Hey, man, you the cats that replaced us.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Hey, look, I hate to ask you to get me out of another hole, man, but we can't deal with that contract. You don't got too many clauses in it. You got clauses in there to turn us every which way but loose.
And the company's gonna take away everything we've got if we can't keep up them payments.
Hey, that's terrible. I didn't know nothing about them clauses. Look, I'd like to tear your contract up, but I can't. I already turned in a signed copy of it to my boss.
Well, what are we gonna do? We're not blaming you, but we're in a lot of trouble.
Don't worry, Mrs. Evans. I'm not gonna let that company take advantage of you good people. I'm going to call up my boss right now and get him to straighten this thing out. Where's the phone, please?
Well, it's right over here. Oh, but you can't do that.
No problem. I dialed by feel.
No, no.
I'll settle this with my boss right now.
No, Mr. Anderson, you don't understand. My wife is trying to explain.
Anderson here. Mr. Fields, please. Mr. Fields? Anderson. Say, I'm over here at the Evans place, and they tell me there's some irregularities in their encyclopedia contract. No, I want you to tear that contract up and call the whole thing off. But you can't do that, Fields. You're cheating these people. No, you listen to me. If you don't tear up that contract, He hung up on me. That makes me mad enough.
I ought to just quit.
Man, you quit when you picked up that phone. You know something, man? You ain't nothing but a no-good phony hustler.
What are you talking about?
Mr. Anderson, can you read Braille?
Of course.
Good. What do this say?
You ought to be ashamed of yourself making fake phone calls.
I don't understand what you're talking about.
No? Well, maybe you'll understand this. Hello, operator? Give me the police. Police, I want the Bunko Squad. Hello, Bunko Squad? We've got a blind man here who is full of bunk. Sure, I'll hold on for a minute. You got 60 seconds, and then I'm turning you in.
And give me my $5, man. Look here.
Hello, police. It was a false alarm. Sorry.
Mr. Anderson, goodbye.
Hey, just tell me one thing.
What's that?
How'd you know my phone call was fake?
The phone is disconnected.
Oh, and your call was fake, too.
That's right.
So you out-conned me.
Have mercy.
Wow. How could you do that to a blind brother?
Mr. Anderson, you may be blind, but you ain't no brother of ours. You lie, you cheat, you steal. You're a disgrace to blind people. In fact, you're a disgrace to all people.
You too, Mrs. Evans?
Yes.
Then let me tell you something. Blind people are just like everybody else. You take the good with the bad. So long, brothers.
Something, James. Mm. I got a feeling he was blind long before he lost his sight.
Mm-hmm. Kids, I'm sorry about the books. That's... No, I bet you want them.
That's
okay,
all right,
Dad.
No problem.
And Ma, you were brilliant on that phone call. You were the best actress I ever saw.
Thelma's right. What was she on the phone, everybody? She was
dynamite!
Hey, you ready for this, baby? Yeah. Here's a letter from the phone company asking us if we'd like to switch to one of them push-button princess phones with a choice of colors. Now, listen now. Including robin's egg blue, sunflower yellow, or boudoir beige.
Well, it was nice of them to ask. But I think we better stick to basic black and hope we can find basic green to pay for it.